The National Hockey League was the last major U.S. sports league to integrate. Now, more than 60 years later, the league is trying to create more interest in hockey among minorities while continuing to respond to racial incidents. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports.
The NHL's color barrier was broken when Willie O'Ree played for the Boston Bruins in 1958, but it remains the whitest of the major sports leagues. Just 92 other black hockey players have followed O'Ree and skated in the NHL. This season, just over 2% of the league's 800 or so players are black. That compares to about 70% of pro football players and a 40% diversity mark in Major League Baseball. Black players in hockey say racial taunts by fans are still a part of the game. In 2018, Washington's Devontae Smith-Pelly was called the N-word by fans while sitting in the penalty box in Chicago. But former player Jamal Mayers says it's getting easier to speak out about racism.
I think that I tolerated a lot of things, to be quite honest, that I think that I just assume that's the way it is, but I don't believe that's the way it has to be.
Mayers was in St. Louis, where he started his career, for the All-Star Game this past weekend. The league parked its Black Hockey History Mobile Museum outside a Boys and Girls Club in the majority black suburbs north of the city. The outside of the shiny tractor trailer is painted with images of several black players. On the inside, visitors can view the jersey O'Ree wore in his first game and try to answer some trivia.
Can you tell me who the first black captain in the NHL was?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
The NHL screened a documentary about O'Ree in the community center here and held a diversity in hockey panel discussion that included league commissioner Gary Bettman. Last fall, former NHL forward Akeem Olu, who was born in Nigeria, shared stories of enduring racial epithets and images of blackface while in the minor leagues. In response, Bettman announced mandatory diversity training for the league and set up a whistleblower hotline.
More important than punishment is education and training and counseling so that people understand what's right and what's wrong.
The NHL is driving its mobile history museum to NHL cities in an effort to put a spotlight on its black players. The next day, the museum was parked next to a small outdoor ice rink in downtown St. Louis for the All-Star Game festivities.
This stick here is a really, really cool artifact.
Inside the narrow trailer, lined with photos and memorabilia, co-curator Kwame Mason gave a tour to some past and present pro players a few hours before the game. They had a chance to autograph their pictures on a wall representing every black player in the league. The museum tells the history of what was then known as the Colored Hockey League of the Maritimes that formed in 1895 in Nova Scotia and highlights the contributions by those black players, things like the slapshot and butterfly goalie stance. On the tour today is Anthony Duclair, one of two black players to make the All-Star team.
Even for myself, I didn't really know a bunch of these guys until today, so we're all learning together.
Mason, who made his own film about the history of black hockey players, says affordability and access to ice is only one challenge in making the game more inclusive.
The biggest issue for me is the interaction, the invitation, the comfortability of bringing in minorities and making them feel comfortable in the hockey space.
After the museum opened to the public, 8-year-old Karan Jones wandered in with his grandparents.
Hey, the boy looked like you.
Karan prefers football over hockey. He's tried ice skating before, but says it's hard. But he read almost every word of the history exhibit as his family inched through the crowd to the other end.
I learned that famous black hockey players helped others and worked as a team.
His grandparents then rented him a pair of skates at the outdoor rink so he could give skating another try. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney in St. Louis.